Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. It says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him." Hallelujah. Think how much the Father loves us. My dear brothers and sisters, I would encourage you with this exhortation that when you struggle with a sense of rejection, remember that it will manifest itself in many ways. Many ways. Right? Number one would be perfectionism. You know, you say, but it doesn't work because other people's needs and expectations vary so much that it is impossible to make everybody happy. Secondly, settling for less. You put up with neglect and abuse because you think it's what you deserve, or you are concerned this may be your only chance at love. Thirdly, becoming aggressive. Rejection can feel like you are being attacked when you are not. So you put on your boxing gloves and come out swinging. Fourthly, putting up a tough front. You tell yourself, "I can handle it. Who needs other people anyway?" As a result, you shut yourself off from others, and your physical, spiritual, and emotional needs go unmet, and you feel very lonely. Fifthly, vowing never again to let anyone get close enough to hurt you. That sounds good in theory, but by closing people out, you close yourself in and all your relationships suffer. Sixthly, attracting the wrong people. As long as you behave with a diminished sense of self-worth, you will keep attracting the wrong people. The truth is, when your self-worth is based on any opinion other than God's, you will always be vulnerable to rejection. Criticism will diminish you, failing will keep you from trying again, and what's worse, you will never discover the unique and wonderful person God made you to be. So what's the answer? John beautifully tells us, Apostle John writes, "Think how much the Father loves us. Ponder upon it. He loves us so much that He lets us be called His children, and we truly are." Wow. We are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. That's your worth. The son and the daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are prince and princesses of God. Remember that. Hallelujah. So overcoming rejection starts with understanding and accepting how much God loves us and values us. And I love that beautiful hymn, "How sweet the Father's love for us. How deep the Father's love for us." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. We live in the land of the living, yet another opportunity to praise you, to bless you, to worship you, to adore you, to exalt your holy name. Abba Father, we are highly grateful that we are accepted in the Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. When you sent your Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary, you paid the penalty of our sin, and Lord, you accepted us in you and made us your sons and daughters. You made us your prince and princesses of God. And I'm so grateful to you, Lord. Abba Father, I pray, grant us that revelation, that we'll understand our self-worth. Oh Lord, that what God has called us, that is how and that's what we are. And we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord, I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I send forth deliverance. I send forth wholeness in Jesus' name. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend in the presence of God. And I remind you to go to church this Sunday and worship Jesus along with the saints. God bless and bye for now.